WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. After leading Iowa State to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2005, Royce White is moving on. The sophomore forward announced that he's leaving school to enter the NBA draft. White averaged better than 13 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists as ISU posted a 23-11 record and averaged 19 points and 11 rebounds in 2 NCAA tournament games this past weekend.
It's been decided, you know, by the people that I trust that, you know, becoming a professional is probably what's best. So I won't be returning next year to Iowa State. But again, you know, thank you to the Cyclone Nation and everybody who supported me in this journey.
White says the decision was reached after the Cyclones returned to Ames following a season-ending loss to top-ranked Kentucky.
After me and Coach talked about it, and, you know, we had a conversation here at the beginning of this week when we got back and just had to talk about it. You know, he did his research, and I talked with the people that I care about, and you know, we just went from there.
White began his college career at Minnesota, but transferred to Iowa State before he ever played a game for the Gophers. He says his team at Iowa State made him a better player and a better person.
My life was not in a great place when I first arrived here 2 years ago, and, you know, the basketball thing was one piece, but, you know, more so this community and living in this community and seeing how great it is. You know, how well it functions, how much the people do for each other here, really allowed me to, you know, reflect and find myself as a man and become, you know, better off as a human being and move forward to who I want to be for the rest of my life.
Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg believes White has the skills needed to make it in the NBA. He says he visited with a number of people he knows in the NBA about White's potential draft status. Hoiberg says that while he would like to have White play for the Cyclones next season, he supports the decision to move on, and he thinks he'll do pretty well.
He's got so many goals over the course of his life, and you know, we kind of came to the conclusion that the best thing would be to move on to that next step in his life. And I'm confident he'll take full advantage of that. I'm confident he's going to have a very long career, and he's going to do a lot of things to help a lot of people. And that's the great thing about Royce.
White was an All-Big 12 selection this past season and was named the league's Newcomer of the Year. North Carolina point guard Kendall Marshall is out of his cast following surgery on his broken right wrist. Marshall's father told the Associated Press that his son is wearing a removable splint. Dennis Marshall also said it was still too early to know if his son could play against Ohio on Friday in the NCAA tournament's round of 16 in St. Louis. He said his son hasn't been ruled out, but not cleared to play either. The left-handed Marshall was hurt when he was fouled on a drive against Creighton and had surgery Monday to install a screw in that wrist. Virginia Commonwealth basketball coach Shaka Smart has ended speculation that he might take the open job at Illinois by announcing that he'll stay with the Rams. The decision by the young coach was cause for celebration among VCU fans and disappointment for their Illini counterparts. Illinois' search for a replacement for fired coach Bruce Weber has begun to resemble the search last year for a new football coach, when the school's top choices reportedly turned down the Illini. VCU said in a press release that Smart's $1.2 million contract will be adjusted, but they provided no details. In college basketball action last night in the NIT quarterfinals, it was Minnesota beating Middle Tennessee 78-72. Stanford advanced with an 84-56 win over Nevada. In the CBI semifinals, Washington State beat Oregon State 72-55, while Pittsburgh knocked off Butler in overtime 68-62. In the CIT quarterfinals, Fairfield beat Robert Morris 67-61, Utah State downing Loyola Marymount 77-69, and Mercer a winner over Old Dominion 79-73. In women's college hoops last night in the Women's Basketball Invitational Semifinals, UNI advances as the Panthers, a 68-64 winner over Seattle. UNI moves to 19-14 on the year. More importantly, they move to the championship game of the WBI. The Panthers will face the winner of the Minnesota-Manhattan game this weekend for the WBI championship. With the pairings now set, ticket sales have picked up for the NCAA Women's Basketball Regional, which begins in Des Moines this Saturday. Nationally top-ranked Baylor plays Georgia Tech, while Tennessee will face Kansas at Wells Fargo Arena.
Just in the last two nights, with finding out what teams would be in the actual regionals, ticket sales have really picked up at a strong pace. And actually, we had a good foundation before this week even started. So we feel real, real good about that. The setup for this tournament, I mean, we had the arena scaled for just our lower bowl. The way things are tracking right now, it looks like at some point in the next 2 days we'll expand to ticket sales in the 200 level, which would be the upstairs. So it looks like it'll be a great weekend.
That's Chris Connolly, general manager of the Iowa Events Center, who says sales have been strong despite not having a local team in the field.
You know, we had hopes in the beginning that, of course, you'd want an Iowa State or an Iowa or someone locally in it. But if you're a fan of basketball, it doesn't even have to be women's basketball. These matchups, you couldn't ask for a better draw. Again, one of the top teams in the country in Baylor, one of the legends of all time in terms of coaching and Pat Summitt, and then two real, real good teams in Georgia Tech and Kansas.
Connolly says the city of Des Moines has developed a strong relationship with the NCAA, and that should help them attract future events.
I mean, this will be our second time that we've hosted the women's. The NCAA track and field's coming back for a second year of their championships. Next year in 2013, we're hosting the wrestling championships, which is a huge deal. So, you know, our relationship with the NCAA is very, very good. The NCAA likes to travel around to places they're comfortable with, and I think they're getting comfortable with Des Moines, which is great because it gets us on the map.
Saturday's winners will meet Monday night for the right to advance to the women's Final Four. In the NBA last night, it was Chicago over Toronto 94-82. New York beat Philadelphia 82-79. Orlando down Phoenix 103-93. Atlanta beat Cleveland in overtime 103-102. Washington outscored New Jersey 108-89. Golden State over New Orleans 101-92. Oklahoma City downs the LA Clippers 114-91. San Antonio over Minnesota 116-100. Denver slid by Detroit 116-115. And the LA Lakers over Dallas 109-93. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Carolina over Florida 3-1, Buffalo blanking Montreal 3-0, the New York Rangers an overtime 2-1 winner over Detroit, Chicago beat Vancouver in overtime 2-1, Anaheim 4-3 over St. Louis. Well, that so-called bounty program is causing plenty of off-season headaches for the National Football League. On Wednesday, the league suspended New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton without pay for the entire 2012 season. This follows the NFL's investigation into an incentive program for defensive players to sideline opposition players with fierce hits. That program was orchestrated by former defensive coordinator Greg Williams. In addition, Saints general manager Mickey Loomis has been hit with an 8-game suspension, and assistant coach Joe Vitt has to sit out the first 6 games of the 2012 season. Williams has been suspended indefinitely, leaving the St. Louis Rams without their newly hired defensive coordinator for at least the 2012 season. Commissioner Roger Goodell will review Williams' status after the upcoming season and consider whether he can return to the league. Goodell has also ordered the owners of all 32 NFL teams to sign off, making sure their clubs are not offering bounties. In addition, the Saints are being fined $500,000, and they forfeit their second-round draft pick this year and next year. Williams is the architect of the scheme that paid out thousands of dollars to players for hits that knocked an opponent out of a game in direct violation of league rules. Meanwhile, Rams coach Jeff Fisher says Williams' suspension was warranted and adds that he was unaware of the NFL investigation when he hired Williams in January. Fisher says he'll probably use a committee of coaches to replace Williams, a group that includes assistant head coach Dave McGinnis and defensive backs coach Chuck Cecil. Also in the NFL, instant replay could undergo some changes when owners meet next week. They will get proposals to eliminate referees from instant replay reviews and expand what the booth official rules on, and also to allow a player to return during the season from the injured reserve list. Former New England head coach and New York Giants offensive coordinator Ron Earhart has died at the age of 80. During Earhart's 8 seasons as offensive coordinator under Parcells, the Giants reached the playoffs 5 times, won 3 NFC East titles, and a pair of Super Bowls. A person with knowledge of the situation tells the AP that Alex Smith has agreed to terms on a 3-year contract with San Francisco that will pay him $8 million per season with $16.5 million guaranteed. He inked that deal a day after Peyton Manning chose to continue his career with the Denver Broncos instead of the 49ers. Oakland has agreed on a $2 million 1-year contract to bring back right tackle Khalif Barnes, who started all 16 games last season. The New England Patriots signed cornerback Will Allen and offensive lineman Robert Gallery. Brian Scott has agreed to re-sign with the Bills, allowing Buffalo to retain a 9-year veteran who can play both safety and linebacker. The Bills also inked defensive end Mark Anderson, who has 35.5 sacks in 6 pro seasons. The Colts have signed free agent center Samson Satelli to a 3-year contract, possibly paving the way for Jeff Saturday's exit from Indianapolis. And a person familiar with negotiations says former Patriots running back Ben Jarvis Green Ellis has agreed to a deal with the Cincinnati Bengals. As if New York needed another controversy, now the NFL's Jets have brought in quarterback Tim Tebow to compete with incumbent starter Mark Sanchez. That deal was concluded with the Denver Broncos late yesterday. The Broncos sent the left-handed quarterback to the Jets along with a seventh-round pick in next month's draft. Denver receives the Jets' fourth and sixth-round picks in the upcoming draft. That trade was eventually completed after the Jets apparently balked at repaying Denver more than $5 million for a salary advance that's due to Tebow. ESPN reported that the two sides had agreed to split that cost. The swap was announced a day after the Broncos signed fellow quarterback Peyton Manning to a five-year contract, and that made Tebow expendable. The Jets are hoping that Tebow will complement Sanchez, who received a $40.5 million contract extension with $20.5 million guaranteed earlier this month. In baseball news, Steven Strasburg will make his first opening day start for the Nationals on April 5th at the Chicago Cubs. Strasburg made just five major league starts last season after returning from Tommy John surgery. He's 6-4 with a .254 earned run average and 116 strikeouts in 92 major league innings since he made his big league debut in June of 2010. Also, New York Mets pitcher Johan Santana went six innings for the first time since undergoing major shoulder surgery 18 months ago, allowing a run and six hits while striking out six. Santana blanked the Cardinals until Lance Berkman's RBI single in the sixth inning. Cardinals ace Chris Carpenter won't start opening day after a setback in his recovery from a bulging disc in his neck. The soon-to-be 37-year-old right-hander threw live batting practice on Sunday and didn't feel right the next day. Manager Mike Matheny will now hand the ball to Kyle Loesch for the Cards' April 4th opener at Miami and put setup man Lance Lynn in the rotation as Carpenter's replacement. Oakland Athletics third baseman Scott Sizemore has undergone surgery on his left knee to repair a torn anterior cruciate ligament. He'll miss the entire season after getting hurt during the A's first full squad workout of spring training. Forbes' annual report finds the average value of Major League Baseball teams has increased 16% from last year to an all-time high of $605 million. The Yankees lead the way at $1.85 billion, the 15th straight year that the Bombers have topped that list. The Dodgers are the second most valuable at $1.4 billion, followed by the Red Sox, the Cubs, and the Phillies. And former Boston Red Sox left-hander Mel Parnell has passed away at the age of 89. Parnell was one of the most successful lefties at Fenway Park, posting a 70-30 record at home and a 123-75 mark over 10 major league seasons. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.